One-way path. Jesus transformed water into wine in honor of his blood brother Dionysus, which is quite nice for anyone who wants to drink deeply of the madness inherent in this world whilst they buzz on high in the revelry of chaos. But such kicks only last for so long, and at some point, the underlying issues of suffering and sorrow, which are part of the basic human condition, must be addressed with higher vibration solutions than can be found in the bottle or chalice. Buddha had a plan for such problems, centered around the Eightfold Path, which basically amounted to maintaining mindfulness in all actions, speech, and intentions. While this path can be nice to walk down for a while, unfortunately, at its core, it borders too near the edge of nihilism, negation of the world, and extremist aestheticism, and at the end of the day is simply a playground for children to frolic upon before they are ready to embrace both dualities of this life experience in full. The River Tao, methinks, is the way to go in this regard. The waves rise and fall. Life events flow and flux. New problems present themselves, followed by answers through adaptation. From out each chaotic turbulence, a new state of order emerges. The Tao embraces it all. The Tao is a feast and a fast. The Tao is the future and the past. The Tao is the constantly unfolding present moment.